And welcome to the Schools in Session podcast, a place where we talk about how you or your teenager can truly make a difference. I am your host, Chanel, and in this podcast, we dive deep into how you and your kids can educate themselves through the pandemic. We also talk about how to stay motivated and how to find a fulfilling career pathway for the future. This is the place where we bring you tons of value and content all at the click of a button. Our future belongs to the next generation who need our support and encouragement to create epic lives. This podcast is Next Level, a way to tap into your child's personal expression and creativity. I'm so excited to have you here, so let's get started. This is Schools in Session, the podcast. Episode 2, and today we're just going to get straight into it. If you didn't listen to the first episode or introduction, my name is Chanel and welcome to Schools in Session, the podcast. Today is such a big topic and something I believe is just so important. We were going to talk about the importance of being a great role model, but I think with the end of the year wrapping up and going into 2022, leading your child into success, this topic here needs to be highlighted so much more. And that is our language to and around our teenagers. Specifically, one big life-changing question that at some point in life we all get asked. As I mentioned in the first episode, I always had a hard time picking what I wanted to do in life. What would my chosen career be? Where would I go? What would I do? And I know a lot of people go through this. But without a doubt, I always got asked this question. And it went something like this. Chanel, what do you want to be when you grow up? Whew. Oh my God, right? Now, of course, a question like this gets you thinking. Do I want to be that sports motivational therapist? Am I going to go to university to do a sports degree? Will I go to the army? There are so many options out there, especially at this time. It just becomes so overwhelming. And the importance of picking your path, don't get me wrong, is very crucial. But what often follows after that is make sure you pick wisely because you want to be able to afford the things you want in life. Or make sure you pick wisely because, you know, if you pick wrong, it's quite hard to come back from. Now, I know in the New Zealand school system, if you pick the wrong subject in Form 1, 2, or 3, that can absolutely shape your whole future. And as I mentioned in episode 1, you usually have about 6 subjects which you have to pick. And you've got to make sure they don't collide. Otherwise, you know, pick something else or you just can't do it. And in college or high school, we are asked to narrow it down to such a degree that if you wanted to change last minute or, you know, your degree required something else or you got it wrong, there's a potential that you have to go back 1 year or you have to go do a course outside of school that's going to cost you a lot of time. And why the system is like that, I'm not going to go into it because, you know, everyone has their own perspective. But the reality is it is. Now, don't get me wrong. Some teens, they know exactly what they want and they have for years since they were a child. But if you're one of those ones that don't, or you've got a child or teenager that doesn't know, then this podcast is for you. Now, going back to it, it's definitely all in the language. Now, when we ask that of our teenager, what do you want to be when you grow up? I just want to take some time and I want you to imagine yourself in their shoes, or even better, back when you were that age. Now, just imagine you're saying this to your 7-year-old. Son, daughter, or whoever it may be, what do you want to be when you grow up? Instantly, these innocent eyes are looking at you and their face lights up. A 7-year-old has a crazy and wonderful imagination at this age that they fall in love with all the good parts they see, you know, on social media, from family and friends and just out in life. And they look up at you and they say, Dad, Mum, I want to be a firefighter. I'm going to drive big trucks and I'm going to run around saving people. Now, a 7-year-old has an imagination like no other. But they have no idea what it takes to train and become that firefighter because they're only seven. They don't need to think about that. Now, I want you to imagine you're now telling your 13-year-old self or your 13-year-old teenager, son, daughter, or whoever it may be, what do you want to be when you grow up? And they look at you with this blank stare and they answer, I don't know, like maybe I want to be a veterinarian, but everyone says it's so hard to get in and very competitive, not to mention it's like one of the highest price degrees. So yeah, I don't know. Now, let's skip 2 years ahead. Imagine you're asking your 15-year-old teenager, son, daughter, or whoever it may be, what do you want to do when you grow up? And they might put their video controller down or stop whatever they're doing and they say, I don't know, shrugging their shoulders with absolute no care in the world. Absolute no care in the world. But what you don't realize, it's not that they didn't have any care in the world. It's because instantly, as soon as you ask them that question, they felt the pressure. Now, majority of parents want what's best for their children. They want them to be better. They want them to have more. They want them to have everything that they did not. And now I'm only speaking for that, those certain groups, but when we ask that question, all of a sudden we have put 10, 20, 30, 40 years of pressure on them, asking them what they want to be when they grow up. How the hell are they meant to know? They are only 15. They haven't even experienced half of life yet, let alone enough to make a decision and go, yes, that's what I want to do. So what does that perceived pressure lead to? Now, here's a couple of examples. As you know, our world currently has the highest youth suicide rates. It's hard enough being a teenager in a world full of the pandemic and chaos. They don't need any more pressure. Pressuring our teens to make a decision could also result in them picking the wrong career path or falling into the comparison trap of comparing themselves to their neighbor or their friends and picking something that they have no interest in apart from following the crowd because they don't want to be left behind. On the flip side, in some cases, we also see them get so overwhelmed that our teenagers don't even make a decision at all. Then what? Sometimes, you know, these teenagers who can't make a decision, us adults refer them, you know, refer to them as lazy or, oh, they have no idea. But that's just not the case. They're just feeling the sense of overwhelm. So now we have the majority of our teens who are in their prime years of high school. Not only are they dealing with teenage issues of puberty, bullying, friends, social status, but they also have all this imposed pressure on them, struggling to make a decision. Now, I want you to think for a second, what happens if we were to change our language? Just tweak our language. And I first noticed this scenario as an early adult. As adults, we all know the majority of us probably have not stuck to what we did when we stepped out of high school. And if we did, I guarantee you 99% of people, they either don't love what they do or they're sitting in a state of fear and don't feel like they can move. When I was in my early 20s, I left the military and I had absolutely no idea what I wanted to do. I just knew that I wanted something different. I was sick and tired of showing up, running, you know, the pressure of looking after soldiers and being at the top of my game all the time. You know, I had to have a strong mental stance and it was exhausting. I just wanted something different, but I just didn't know what that looked like. So I started asking this question, Chanel, what do you want to experience next? I left the military and I went and worked in a pool as a customer service rep. Now, I used to get asked all the time, you left the military to wipe benches and fix swipe tags. And I was like, yeah, I did. When I left, I had absolutely no idea what I wanted to do, but I knew I love the health and fitness industry. And where I worked was a part of that. You know, from there, I worked at different branches until I got bored. And then I started a job in corporate team building, which was great because it had the aspect of working on yourself that I loved. But also it challenged me to start speaking in front of other people. Anyway, as time went on, and in the space of about 2 years, I had six different jobs. And the first thing I got told, disregarding how many years I'd been in the military, what I had done, the time I had given or the service that I had done, was, "Chanel, you've had so many jobs, you're unemployable. It doesn't look good on your CV." In that moment, I felt defeated because I had no idea what I wanted to do. All I knew is that I was following what excited me. In my head, I was like, "What do you mean? I am a great worker. Every time I showed up, I learned fast. I did the job to a good standard, but it just wasn't for me because I got bored." On a side note, catch 22, employers don't like people who job hop because if they hire you, you might leave, and that's not good for business, having to do this whole process over again. But also, finding great talent these days is hard work. But what else do you do when the path isn't clear? You know, and the path isn't always going to be clear. And that's what we need to teach our teenagers. So I went away and I kept asking myself this question: "Chanel, what do you want to experience next?" Now, there are plenty of exercises you can do with your teens, but the couple that I'm going to mention, this is what I chose to do for myself. I sat down with my coffee and I got out my paper and I wrote out everything that I had just a little bit of inkling to do, anything that just that little bit excited me, whether that be great or small. Whatever felt good to me, I followed. And sometimes I was torn between two different directions. So another exercise you can do is if you stand horizontal, you know, get your teenager to stand there and one direction on the left, another direction on the right. And, you know, one of them on the left might be a firefighter, on the right might be the veterinarian. They stand there with their eyes closed and they step to the left-hand side. They step into being a firefighter. What does it feel like to be a firefighter? What does it look like to be a firefighter? And you acknowledge all the feelings that come to you. Does it excite you or does it feel tedious? And then you step back to the center. You take a deep breath and you do the same for the right. Now, one of those directions is going to feel better than the other one. And whatever excites you the most is the direction that you take. And so as I started running through these exercises and running through my list, I started doing more things that excited me. I started to work out very quickly what I did and didn't like. But also imagine the stories I could tell, the conversations I could have. Each time I did something different, it was an experience. And it was, you know, experiences are so crucial. It's exactly what fills our life up from the time we are born to the time we pass away. Experiences create the memories. Now, if we flip that back to being a teenager, asking the right question is so important. Asking your teenager, "What do you want to experience next?" Even me saying it out loud now feels good. You can automatically feel the vibe change. It's different. It feels and speaks differently. There's no pressure with that because the decision is theirs and theirs alone. It's not based on subjects, that's in a line and a timetable that, you know, eventually leads to a degree. When we say, "What do you want to experience next?" we are saying, jump into the experience of what you want to do. And if you don't like it, it doesn't mean you have failed. It means that it's not for you. And then you can say to yourself again, "What do I want to experience next?" This exercise, if we teach our teenagers at a younger age, it's also so important in greater life. When your teen goes into a job, what happens if they don't like it? What are they doing? You know, they need to know it's okay that they didn't make the wrong choice because they made that choice off a little bit of excitement. They wanted to experience that. But when they found out it wasn't for them, it's okay to move on and experience something else with confidence and excitement. You know, everybody in this world knows someone who does not like what they're doing, but they feel stuck in their career. They're stuck because they might have, you know, a family or a mortgage, or they've put boundaries on themselves, that they often feel that walking away from that career or experience is a sign of failure or wasted time. Definitely not. At times, you know, in that experience, they smiled and laughed, and at times they were challenged. But don't be that guy who stays in the experience because, quote, I've always wanted to be a veterinarian, unquote. Right? If we teach our teenagers that an experience can be good or bad, long or short, we can teach them that life is a bunch of experiences that you can choose to have as many as you want. You know, rather than one set path or stagnation or blockage, we will have teens that go on to live fulfilling, happy lives, teens who grow and become happy adults, who in then return raise kids exactly the same way if they choose. Another example is there is such a massive hype in the world right now to escape the 9-to-5. Now, this existed prior to the pandemic. It exists in the pandemic, and it's going to exist after the pandemic. You know, life has changed as we know it. Now, I'm not saying tell your teenager to go get into network marketing or live that laptop lifestyle. But if we look at people who emulate, you know, the ones who are outside of that 9-to-5, they're happy and they have a lot more freedom. They do epic things. They bungee, they travel, they eat different foods, they grow businesses, they have houses because they understand that life is an experience rather than a set routine or chore. Those young minds, whether they be 20s, 30s, or, you know, 40s, they want to experience as much as they can because they know one day it's always, or should I say, because one day it's going to be over literally in a heartbeat. As I said to you, you know, this was going to be such a crucial topic. It is short, it is simple, but it's so effective. Experience, experience, experience. I highly recommend give it a go. We are starting a brand new year in 2022, the perfect time to sit down with your teenager, work out what they want to experience, help them shape what they want to do in the right direction with no boundaries. 2022 is a massive year of shaping the world for our teens because they're going back to the classroom. They're going back to socializing and creating a new normal through all this chaos. A big takeaway, remember, it's all in the language, 100% all in the language. It's not about us anymore, but everything about them. See you next time. Thank you so much for listening to the Skills in Session podcast. Please, if you liked what you heard, do not forget to subscribe. Until next time.